Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Provocative Thoughts. Out of the traffic and smog of Los Angeles comes the new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends. And now, Los Angeles, Orange County, and the world. The new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends is on the air.
Well, good afternoon, Orange County. Good afternoon. Around the world. We hope this Memorial Day weekend is finding you guys here in the U.S. enjoying your holiday weekend. And those of us who are around the world who are listening in, we welcome you to the show. This is going to be a little unconventional show today. And the reason I tell you is because we are preparing to get ourselves together for the new season. And like clockwork, we're having issues getting the new mics synced up properly, getting the new Skype line set up properly. We also have something new called Connect Direct, which will allow us to call out as well as call in to connect to you as the listener, the chat rooms around the world. We're trying to get them lined up. So we did have a certain percentage of people that we were planning on having on for our opener, but it looks like it's a possibility that we are going to have to run something in honor of one of our previous guests. So it's going to be a little unconventional today. We're going to play and air a show from our past, so you get an idea of what the format is. Now, you're probably hearing a little bit of a double echo at the moment. You're hearing me talking while I'm talking, so forgive us for the inconsistency in the audio. And I'm hoping that I sound decent coming through to you guys, wherever you may be listening to this little bit. Give me a second. I'm going to check something. Can you still hear me? Okay. That might have gotten rid of the double echo. All right. As I said, we're prepping for Season 5 of Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations. And that being said, we have an all-new soundboard. We have all-new updated technical equipment and programs running. And we're trying to get our feet underneath us. So before we do a full launch, we are taking this time while you may be with your family or wherever you may be listening to this, and we're running our audios, our songs, our openings, our endings, and all of that stuff to make sure that it sounds decent to you, the listener. So first of all, I want to say thank you to my loving wife, LJ the Doctor Tubi, who is my co-host, who is in the other side of this room listening, working, making sure that everything is running properly. And between her and God, I don't know that we would be here today going into Season 5. I also want to send a special shout-out to Susan Cordigan, who's over in the UK, hopefully listening to us live right now, and the fabulous Mona Lisa twins who will be on the air with us in a previous broadcast in just a couple minutes now. The reason I say it's a little unconventional is because when we originally had them on, we had issues with Skype. That was a live broadcast at the time. And what happened was, because of the issues with the Skype, we had to edit that episode down. And we went back on the air the day after and did a little bit before we played the show. Well, when you listen to the upcoming show that's going to be aired in just a couple of seconds, it's going to be us talking again pre that show. So it's going to be us in this broadcast talking about that broadcast, talking about another broadcast in there that's going to be the show. So it's a little weird, I understand. I also want to say good day to our friends JC and Greg, who are helping us with the new product that we are using this season in sponsorship with a company called Valentis. If you want to learn about losing weight and wellness by drinking coffee, believe it or not, Valentis is the way to go. And my wife and I are living testimonies of this as we take this product. And I can tell you that as we started to take this product, we physically feel better. We get to still have a morning cup of coffee. And they also have tea products as well. And it is something that can bring you to your wellness goals. And you also can make a couple dollars at the same time, or a couple, a little bit of money, depending on what country you're listening to us. That being said, we want to tell you really quickly about our contest. We have a listener contest that allows you to create the ending for our show. It's one minute and 30 seconds the most. They ask you to use the name of the show, Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations, with myself, Tommy Bahamas, or my co-host, LJ, or the Dr. Tubby. Talk a little bit about, in 1 minute and 30 seconds, sing whatever genre of music you'd like. And we will run it in our contest and put it at the end of our show so you will get your personal airtime around the world. And also, we also have our contest by which you can create illustrations for children's books that we have. As I am an author, we are looking for illustrators, and that will also allow you not only to be able to put yourself out there as an artist, but it'll also give you the opportunity to have your work circulated around the globe as well. And finally, we are endeavoring to upgrade our websites. So if you are a nouveau web designer and you want to work with us, it would be greatly appreciated. You can contact us directly at any time at positivevibes1014@gmail.com. And normally we would have our chat room open and we would have the listener lines up on the screen for you guys. You probably, if you're going through Blog Talk Radio, you probably will be able to see that. If you're listening to us through Facebook, you can just click on the link of our ad and it'll play the show live for you. In days to come, we will have Skype set up so that you can call in through there as well to connect to us. And that being said, I'm going to get right to it. This is the Mona Lisa Twins. And the reason I prefaced all of this, and yes, I took too much time, is because it's a previous show that was done, ironically, on Labor Day. So here in the States, this Memorial Day weekend, families get together and have barbecues and celebrate the beginning of summer, as we also honor our men and women of the armed services, myself a veteran as I am, to say thank you for your service. And we say that as a thank you to everyone who serves in the services, no matter what country you're in, around the globe. Have it to be an International Day of Memory. We call the show the Memorial Day Memory of Days Gone By. Spectacular for that reason. And if you haven't heard the fabulous Mona Lisa Twins, we are bringing them to the world stage today, and we're hoping that we can bring them to the world stage to you again live to catch up on what they've been doing, as they are over in the UK, and they are advocating not only with the graciousness of their sound and their music, but for Alzheimer's as well. We say God bless you. We'll be back at the end of the show. But this is the Mona Lisa Twins and the Labor Day Revisited broadcast. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you in a little while. God bless. Take it easy.
Today's the last day to heat up your summer style at Old Navy with $2 tanks for women, girls, and toddlers. Get the season's hottest style essential for just $2. Just one more day today at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. They won't last. Get there fast. Valid 527 to 528 select styles only. Limit 5.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Provocative Thoughts. Out of the traffic and smog of Los Angeles comes the new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends. And now, Los Angeles, Orange County, and the world. The new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends is on the air.
Well, good afternoon, Los Angeles. Good afternoon, Orlando. And good early evening.
Evening.
UK, Europe, and beyond. Listen, we are doing an impromptu version of our Labor Day special. We want to tell you what's happened here. And we're going to do something we've never done before. We're doing a revisited version of the visited version of our show. Now, what does that mean? Yesterday, we did the live version of our Labor Day special with the Mona Lisa Twins. And for reasons we could not explain to you, yes, Skype, we're talking about you. We had issues with the feed. Yes, Skype, we're still talking about you. And we were not able to directly connect like we wanted to. Thank you, Skype. But thankfully, through the technology that is available to us today, we were able to go back, edit out the time that was down between us not being able to connect the feed directly, and we have put it back together so that you guys will not have the experience you did yesterday. So we're not going to stay on the air very long. We are going to replay yesterday's show without the hiccups in it, and to treat you guys to something you didn't get yesterday, here is a song that the Mona Lisa Twins intended to put in yesterday's show but did not make it to the feed, and we are absolutely honored. They are playing at the historic Cavern Club, and that being said, one of the things that we are honored and we were treated to was listening to the Mona Lisa Twins do some versions of the Beatles classic songs. And, you know, George Harrison was an incredible songwriter, and many, many rights he was not given the credit I think he deserves, and in other rights he's giving the credit and accolades he does. And this is the Mona Lisa Twins version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the Mona Lisa Twins. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we have been on the air for four seasons, and we have been very, very blessed through our time together around the world. And I have to tell you, having the Mona Lisa Twins on with us truly was one of the finest experiences we've had in all the years we've been broadcasting, I can honestly say. Listen, we want to make you guys aware of the Magical History Tour. That's right, Angie McCartney and Ruth and the family, the McCartneys, are going to share their memories and the music at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills, California at 9 p.m. on September 12th, Friday. And there's a VIP meet and greet pre-show. And you can get your tickets and details at McCartney, www.mccartney.com. And we are happy and honored to be able to share that information with you.
Wow, I wish we could be there.
Truly, truly. Is there a time since we left Hollywood that we wish that we were back from whence we came? And as the studio is in preparations here outside of another destination, what do they call it? The tourist destination a la the world, the second or the third, Orlando. And as we continue to build the studios here, we miss very often the events of the things at the Hollywood Bowl and the things that happen in the local Hollywood and Los Angeles area. This, in California specifically, throughout the entire state, there are many, many things we miss. And being able to go to a venue like this with Angie and the family truly is something that we miss. Listen, without further ado, we are going to play in its entirety yesterday's show. And we thank you for your patience. If you hear the numbers throughout the broadcast, we are not receiving calls today. This is a rebroadcast of yesterday's show. We thank you for your attendance and listening. And God bless each and every one of you this holiday weekend. And thank you specifically to the Mona Lisa Twins for the time that they took to share with us and the world yesterday. And without further ado, this is the finished product of the Mona Lisa Twins. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Well, good afternoon, Orlando. Good morning, Los Angeles. And good early pre-evening.
Pre-evening.
UK, Europe, and beyond. You are listening to Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with myself, Tommy Bahamas. And this is an episode we'd like to call the Labor Day Special. That's right. As always, the good doctor, the beautiful doctor-to-be, my best friend and my co-host, and now my wife, is with me at the helm. Say hello to the world, LJ.
Hello, world.
We have a full show for you guys today, and I am pleased to announce that we have a tremendous lineup. The rest of the summer is over, and we are here with the best of the best for the Labor Day Special. We are proud and honored to have with us today the Mona Lisa Twins. And as I said, as things will be what they will be, we have a full lineup straight through the fall. But this is the show that is the turning point for the rest of the season. For those who will be listening abroad around the world, here in America, for the next 3 days, we are on holiday.
Some of us for four.
This is true. And that means we celebrate in a grand way by taking some time to spend with our families and to celebrate all the work, hard work we do throughout the year. We celebrate it with you, the world. That being said, we are going to give the mic to the fabulous Mona Lisa Twins, who are straight off their week from Beatles Week. And we are happy to say they just got finished playing the Cavern Club. Could you imagine? All the places. And we are honored to say that the Mona Lisa Twins were recommended to us directly from Angie McCartney, and we're very pleased and honored to be affiliated with them.
Thank you so much, Angie. They're awesome.
Listen, the listener lines are open for you guys. 516-595-8269. The chat rooms are open for you on the internet. We welcome our listeners in England, Sweden, Iceland, Finland. We welcome our listeners in Israel, Pakistan, and Kazakhstan. And finally, we welcome the truly dedicated listeners on the overnight feeds in Thailand, New Zealand, and Australia. The chat rooms are lighting up here, and we love to see it. The listener lines are also open And those in the European meetings, go to the chat rooms and interact with us. You can ask your questions directly to the girls, and we will pass them along. The listener lines, if you're on it and you want to interact with us, when you call the number, you will be live stream. You just have to push 1 to let us add you to the feed, and you can ask your questions directly to the girls. We thank you for your attendance today and for coming with us. Here in America, if you're in Blog Talk or through Facebook, you can go there directly and you can interact with the chat rooms there. I'm going to say a special thank you to our personal mentors, Pastor Anna Sweet, Dr. Mike Murdoch of the Wisdom Center. And finally, we have to say thank you to Larry and Tizen, Andrew Womack, and of course, Marcus and Joni Lamb. Listen, we're going to talk to you quickly about the contest that we have going on. That's right off the bat. We have contests for you. There's a listener contest that you guys can get involved in. A number of the books that we have that are children's stories need illustrations, and if you're an illustrator, we ask you to write to us directly. We'll give you an email address, or you can call the studio direct as well. But we offer a contest for you to create the illustrations and be published in an upcoming children's story globally. Also, we offer the listener contest. You can create the ending for our show. Every season we offer it, and we are in the fourth season. It should be between 125 and 130 seconds. It should include the name of the show, Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations, the host name, myself, Tommy Bahamas, and LJ. And finally, as we are expanding into the Under 9 Studios, we are actively looking for a web designer and an app creator, somebody who's willing to grow and be flexible and grow with the company. It's a long-term position, and if you are flexible, it's definitely number one on the agenda. You can contact us directly at positivevibes1014@gmail.com, or you can call the studio direct at 424-281-9822. We were hoping for the relaunch, as we did reacquire the domain for tlbattle.com, and we're hoping before the end of this day that it will be active again, and you guys will be able to go there to find the latest and greatest. If you don't know what our show is about, we are listener-supported. We are not-for-profit. And we kept on the air by you guys. We give you the latest, greatest in music, poetry, philosophy, acting, directing, authors, and even ministry. We greet the unsung hero and those who need to be recognized around this globe. We are in the fourth season, and we encourage you. If you like what you hear and you're moved to do so, please contact us directly, positivevibes1014@gmail.com, or you can contact the studio direct at 424-281-9822. As so much has happened since we got back on the air, and Lois and I would like to take a moment to tell you guys a little bit of what's happened. But we want to take a second to recognize yesterday was the birthday of MJ, not LJ, MJ, Michael Jackson. And we have friends, family, and Twitter connections who are directly affiliated with the Jackson family, and we want to send our thoughts and prayers out to them at this time. Also, like I said, the listener lines are open if you want to interact with our guests today, 516-595-8269. Please participate in the chat rooms. If you have a question, like I said, press 1, and the engineer will pick it up, and we will add you directly to the feed. When we do so, we will add you to by calling you out by the first 3 prefix numbers of your line.
And I also just want to put a special wish out there. My sister's running a race tonight, the electric race in D.C., and I just want to wish her good luck and hope you have fun.
Well, as I said, we are honored and blessed to have the Mona Lisa twins with us today, and I'm at a loss for words. We have some surprises for you. You know, if you don't know the Mona Lisa twins, shame, shame, shame on you.
And you will.
And you will, because we are going to do a version. If you don't know the format of our show, when we have a musical guest on, we like to go back to the roots and introduce them to you at the world stage level and allow them to tell you in their own words who they are, what inspired them to be the musicians that they are, where they get their sound from, their influences. And also for each of the different tracks that they record, a little bit about what inspired those individual tracks. If you don't know the sound of the Mona Lisa Twins, again, I say to you, shame, shame on you. They have familiar sound and yet such a unique sound of their own. Their harmonics are second to none. And I can only think of the old passage, "Sweet Songbirds."
It's perfect.
Because it phrases it. And just before we came live, we were able to hear something that you guys are going to hear shortly. And I am so honored and proud. You know, we've been so blessed in the four seasons we've been on the air. And I only know that with each and every show that we do, we would be a mess if we didn't take a second to say thank you to God,
mm-hmm.
you know, for blessing us. And if you don't know it, just a little over 4 weeks ago, we almost lost my wife, Lois. And I'm not one to harp on things, but if you don't take a second every day to be grateful for what God has given you, again, I say shame, shame, you know, because there's nothing that is written on any given day. And every day we should be grateful for this day. Because, that's all we really have. And when we almost lost Lois, I count my blessings every day. But that day, from then until now, it's a rude awakening that you never know. You never know. You should take every second of every day to be grateful for everything that you are, wherever you are. And at this time in life, we are blessed. For we recognize that there is no greater time that we are more connected as a globe than right now. And with having our friends that are about to come on, the Mona Lisa Twins, a couple weeks from now, we're going to have a live musical group coming to you guys. We're going to do our first live musical feed from Kazakhstan, some artists that we have discovered that are going to come on to you. And that being said, we have a full lineup going straight through the fall, and we hope by the end of the holiday season, the Under 9 Studios will be finished, and we will be able to launch at least the first leg of it, because it will be radio as well as television. And with the broadness of the internet and the technology these days, everything is possible. So that means wherever on the planet you're listening to this little message, you are not alone. So it doesn't matter where you are or what you're feeling. There's somebody else out there right now who thinks and feels the same thing you are. And that makes us more connected right now than ever before. And with that, I have to tell you, these young ladies are some of the most refreshing artists we have seen in a very long time.
It'd be worth the wait. Absolutely. Yeah,
well,
a sweet voice.
What we're going to do is this. We're going to play a song for them.
That's a great idea.
And then we're going to restart the system and see if we can't get it to go. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is something from the Mona Lisa Twins that they're coming straight off of Beatles Week. So this is, but they're coming here more to talk about their own songs. So this is their, from their debut album, this is "The Boy Is Mine." And there you go, folks, the Mona Lisa Twins. This boy is mine. We apologize. We are experiencing some technical difficulties. Please, please stand by. We are checking as we're trying to have them call directly into the studio this way. And so for that, we do apologize, folks. This is not normally how we do our show. You guys know this. But for reasons I cannot explain to you, it looks like Skype has decided to take it upon itself to update its application, and thus it is not working properly today. So we are trying to have the girls calling directly from overseas into the studio, and we will have them with you in just a second. And my diligent engineer and my beautiful wife are on the other side of the board trying to get this thing to function. So I will sit here and regale you with part of our story while we wait.
That's a great idea.
Are you hooked up to Skype to them, my love?
Yeah.
Okay. The is this the number that they would... do we have the prefix proper, honey?
That's what I'm checking.
Okay, because... as I started to say, if you guys don't know how this whole thing started, I was a broadcaster back in the 80s. I went to school for this. And once upon a time in America, they started to thrive on other people's misery. And I was offered a job, not doing what I'm doing now, which is playing music and connecting to you guys. I was offered a job basically being an on-the-street reporter, talking about tragedies and other people's misery, and I just couldn't stomach the idea of making a dollar feeding off of people's misery. I figured there had to be something more in this world, something more positive that we can all contribute. And thus, I changed my career altogether. I got out of broadcasting and television altogether. I went and gave a year of my life to be a personal health care aide to help somebody who was a quadriplegic. I went back to school to be a teacher. I opened a store doing event photography, weddings, grand openings. We got into doing they sent us another number. No.
I just sent them a number. They're trying that now.
Okay. We are trying to connect this. As I was saying, folks, we are sorry for the technological foobar. But it looks like we may have them in the feed with us now. So I'm going to pass this back over to you, LJ, in just a second. Let's see if we can get them in the feed with us.
Oh, yay.
Hello?
There they are.
Yay.
Yes, now
we
have. Yes. We are,
oh,
ladies and gentlemen, we are.
Unfortunately, you're a little quiet over the phone. We'll try to. You can't really change the volume, can you, on the phone? We'll make it work.
Yes, we can make it work. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure and our honor to bring to you the Mona Lisa Twins. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, would you kindly introduce yourself to the world?
Yes, and my name is Mona. I'm the younger twin.
And
I'm Lisa. I'm the 5 minutes older twin. So that makes Mona my little sister. And we're twins, and we make music, and we just moved from, originally we were born in Austria, very close to Vienna, And about 5 months ago, we moved to Liverpool, and we now live in the UK.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And we noticed that you were saying to us before we went to the live feed that you guys are finishing playing in the historic Cavern Club. How does that feel?
That was pretty good. We have a weekly residency there, which is for us is just mind blowing because for us the Cavern Club also was something always was something that we really looked up to, and it was this holy place in England. And to now be playing there ourselves is just amazing for us, and we love it. The crowds are always really, really good, and it's just a very nice atmosphere.
Well, we can just imagine, you know, when we recognize that you guys just came off of Beatles Week. And that's one of the reasons that we are so grateful and honored to be able to bring you to the world and let you tell your story. You know, I mean, the sound that you guys have is reminiscent of something old, but you guys, your harmonics are so pitch perfect, and your own music is so it's beautiful.
Yeah, when we do write songs, we always first of all, thank you very much. When we try to write songs, we're very inspired by the 60s and kind of the songs that the sounds that were used in that period of time. So we're twangy guitar sounds, we put lots of thought into melody and kind of putting the harmonies together. So it's kind of sometimes in an unusual way that makes it kind of work in a melodic way. And so yeah, when we write songs, we always try to bring elements of those times back into our songs.
Well, while we were going through the technological dance over here, we had the honor of debuting The Boy Is Mine. Can you tell the world a little bit about what inspired that?
And this was actually one of the first songs we wrote for our debut album, and we just tried to write a really rock and rolly kind of early 60s Kevin beat music song, and this is what came out. What we came out with. It's one of the first songs we ever wrote. We write together with our dad usually, so it's the three of us. And we just sat together one day and came up with it. And we think we captured the sound quite well. We did what we tried to do.
It shows, too. It really does show. So let's go back a little bit. When did you guys first start playing?
And we were about, I think, 9 or 10 years old when Lisa started playing bass and the guitar, and Mona, me, I started playing drums originally. And then after a few years, we swapped, so we both did drums and we both did guitar as well. And so, yes, if you really want to go all the way back, you could say that I think in kindergarten we played the piano for a little bit, didn't we, Mona? Yes, it was more just for fun, so we do something that has to do with music, because we were always very kind of musical. We always liked to sing and dance and things like that. But yeah, it was we were 9 years old when we kind of had lessons and kind of picked up the guitars, and Mona did the drums, and we really started to kind of pursue the music path.
So outside of the Beatles, what other musical influences were monumental in your childhood music?
I would say Simon Garfunkel are definitely a very big influence. The way they use harmonies, and they just write so melodic and beautiful songs. We had the pleasure of seeing them live in 2009, which really, it just motivates you a lot if you see those people actually performing the songs live. So that was very great. And then I'd say we love Pink Floyd. We love the more progressive stuff of the later 60s. And The Doors, The Who, we like all the beat groups, like The Hollies, The Monkees, The Kinks. I think a lot of these bands are very underrated. Nobody really talks about them anymore. But when you kind of look at their songs, and the songwriting was incredible.
I have to agree with you 100%. And being a person who equally appreciates that music in that time period, I think each one of them in their own right were brilliant, because they were able to take interpretations of blues songs and their own writing and infuse with their influences and create their own sounds uniquely. And that's one of the things that caught my ear when I first heard some of your original music as well. It was very evident of some of your musical influences, but still, you guys have such a predominant sound. and your harmonies are so tight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, we would like to go right ahead. I'm sorry.
No, sorry. I think we have a bit of a delay, but you go first.
Yes, that's the difference of going direct with Skype and the international feed. we were going to go with we were going to introduce another song and let you tell a little bit about that, and we'll play another track. You were in the midst of about to say something.
I was just going to agree with what you said before. I think you're right when you say that there's lots of different stuff written in the 60s, and there was a lot of variety going on, and that's what we also try when we write our own songs, that we don't just do rock and roll or don't just do folk music, but we try to take the best bits of everything and create our own mixtures.
Yes, you know, it's very true. You know, my wife and I often talk from that perspective of how influential the different periods and different musicians were of each other in the 60s. Talking about the difference from how Bob Dylan influenced the Beatles and vice versa, and how, you know,
mm-hmm.
how tremendous it was here in America when Bob Dylan picked up an electric guitar, and the response mm-hmm. of the people, you know. And equally, you know, we were just talking about the debut of when Jimi Hendrix sat down and played just days after it was debuted the entire Sgt. Pepper's. And so from that perspective, I was easily able to see your influences, and more than that, be able to discern how wonderful your sound and unique it is in its own right. So why don't you let's debut one more time.
Yes, that's a good idea. And we've got a video for that on YouTube in case anyone wants to see the visual to this song.
Oh, awesome.
It's called One More Time.
the Mona Lisa Twins. And one more time, ladies, I got to tell you, if you didn't know that you guys were influenced by the Beatles, early Beatles, you surely do after that song.
Yes, it's also a song where we were really going for the kind of early beat style.
Well, that's what I was telling my wife.
The first we wrote for the album.
Is that right? Yeah, it's got that early skiffle kind of sound to it. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There's actually a question in the chat room. Somebody wants to know if you ever had the honor of meeting Paul or Ringo.
No, not yet. Well, we did see both of them in concert.
Uh-huh.
And last week we met many of their kind of relatives, and we talked a lot to Jeff Baker, which was Paul's PR guy for 15 years. And we've met so many people from kind of like the inner Beatles family, like their friends. But we haven't talked to Paul or Ringo yet, no, unfortunately. But we might at some point. I have the feeling like we're getting close there.
Well, it's interesting. We were just talking. We just got the... It's too much to get into to tell you all of the – once you get known by people, then people go after you. And we've been hacked by all kinds of people over the last year. We just got back our domain last night, and we were trying to relaunch a site right off the bat for the show today. And we were talking about Paul's sister, Ruth, is a web designer. And we've been blessed to know Ruth and Martin, her husband, and Angie. And we were looking to possibly have them create – the web design for this particular show and the Undernight Studios, which we're going to launch hopefully by the first of the year. And that being said, I'm at a loss.
I have to tell you, you guys are so awesome. When your song was just playing, I just got up and danced. My husband had to yell at me to sit down.
No, I didn't yell at her. That's not true.
I was acting like a little kid, though. I couldn't sit still while you guys were when I was listening.
It's great to hear.
She's making it fun. I tell you, let's continue on. The song that we have lined up next is the actual song that I was introduced by Angie McCartney, to you guys, June. What can you tell us about that?
And June is our latest single, so to speak. We made a video for it for YouTube just at the beginning of June, actually. And it's a very summery song, and we tried to make it very uplifting and happy. And the video is actually quite interesting. We shot it with an octocopter, or we shot part of it with an octocopter, which are those flying crazy things that have those 8 propellers.
Eight.
And so if you want to see that on YouTube, then feel free, everyone who's listening. And, yes, it's just about staying about hope and staying happy if sad times are coming along.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about how you guys can find the Mona Lisa Twins through YouTube and their site and stuff when we come right off of this song. But this is June by the Mona Lisa Twins.
You can't.
There you go, folks. June by the Mona Lisa Twins. You know, it's funny. At the end of that song, every time I want to go cha cha cha.
I just did it while I was listening to it. I had to do it too. Cha cha cha.
See, the sign of a true Beatles fan. we have to take a second here to just identify. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the show today, you can call in. We love to see the activity in the chat rooms. If you have a question for the ladies, please ask away. The activity on the phone line. The engineer is waving at me saying the lines are packed. If you want to speak to the ladies, you can ask a question at any time. Just press 1 and we will bring you into the live feed and you can speak to the Mona Lisa Twins yourself. Also, real quickly,
you can... We're lonely.
Yes. Please call and speak to them because they're here for you. Also, as I said, you can get to us directly. You can call the studio line for the contest that we do run. Right now, as I said at the beginning of the show, we are doing the listener contest for illustration for the children's books. You can contact the actual studios at positivevibes1014@gmail.com or call the studio at 424-281-9822 and you can ask for the illustration contest and we will give you the words and you can put your own illustrations to it for an upcoming global publication. Equally, we have the listener contest where you have the opportunity to create the ending for our show. We do have this every season. In our fourth season, we are hoping to have great participation. It's 1 minute and 25 seconds. Just have the name of the show, Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations, myself, Tommy Bahamas, and LJ, our other host. And you also can creatively make it any genre of music you prefer. Equally, as we go into the Undenied Studios, we are looking actively for a web designer and app creator who is flexible and wants to work with us. As I said, everything is at positivevibes1014@gmail.com or call the studio directly at 424-281-9822. Thank you so much for being with us today. The Mona Lisa Twins are with us here live in the studio, and let's continue on with the show. Ladies, I can only say this, you know, as we get to this next track that you guys have written, I know it's a subject that's near and dear to your heart. The Wide Wide Land is a song that you wrote in reference to your grandmother, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Our grandmother, unfortunately, suffered many years from Alzheimer and in the end also passed away from the disease. And, yeah, she was always very musical and she couldn't even talk and speak anymore and she wouldn't remember anything, but she would still be singing and dancing in the kitchen and with the caretakers and would always, like, remember melodies and lyrics to songs even though she lost the ability to speak. And so we thought the most appropriate kind of way to say goodbye was to write the song for her, together with our dad, who was her son at the time, who was her son, always. And, yeah, the song is called The Wide, Wide Land. And, yes, since we wrote this song, we got a little bit involved with Alzheimer's societies and awareness-raising kind of charities, which we think is a very good cause. And we think not a lot of people are very aware of the disease or what it really is or what it really does to you. And they think that when you get old, you automatically forget things and there's nothing you can do about it. But there are a few things, and mainly it's about how you deal with the situations and how relatives deal with the situation. And the song kind of talks about what it's like to live with someone that has dementia or what it was like for us to live with our grandma.
Well, I tell you, if you don't know it, one of the reasons that you guys came to my attention outside of Angie mm-hmm. McCartney is that we are not only equally supporters and advocates for research of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, but we mm-hmm. are blessed to have one of our high school alumni that we went to school with is the head, the general, if you will, of the Army of Change. He is the leader of the movie 10 Mountains, 10 Years, Enzo Simone, who has worked with the Alzheimer's Association and Parkinson Research for 10 mountains, 10 different mountains they would climb to the summit in 10 different years. And when we were in mm-hmm. Hollywood, we were able to do the Grauman's Theater premiere for 10 Mountains in 10 Years. And we would love to be able to connect you guys because I think you guys would work very, very well together in awareness as well as research in reference to it. So that's, as I said,
thank you. That sounds great. I'm sure we can talk about this and stay in contact and definitely let us know. That would be lovely.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Mona Lisa Twins, and this is the Wide, Wide Land. Mona Lisa Twins with the Wide, Wide Land. Ladies, why don't you tell the world, you know, I'm a mess. I apologize. We were talking just a little while ago about June, and, you know, each and every song that you guys have on your debut album, you guys have created a video for each and every song. That's so unique these days for musicians to release a video for every song. And we want you guys to tell the listeners where they can find you guys. I know you said YouTube, but is there give them the direct information for you guys.
Yes, I think the best way would probably be to just type in Mona Lisa Twins in YouTube or on Facebook, and then we just come out up automatically anyway. And yes, we are currently doing casting the last video for our debut album, but we for our last two albums, we have a song for a video for every song except one song, which we're doing at the moment. And it was just a hell lot of fun to do the videos, and we think it's a very important thing to have a visual as well as just the audio, and we just really enjoy doing it, and it's a very artistic process, and we love doing the videos. We do it all ourselves as well. The next video will have some underwater shootings in it, which was quite fun to do. It was a little freezing because we did it quite at a cold... Actually, it was summer, but why was it so cold? I just remember being all the time. Because we did it at night because it had to be dark outside, and we wanted to look like we're floating in space. And I think maybe could you even which song have you got lined up next? Because maybe that is the next.
Nothing
one.
Is in vain.
Oh yeah, perfect. Because that's the song that we're making the video for, where we want to have it look like it's like we're kind of floating in space, and we did some what's it called when you do it really slow.
Slow motion.
We did some slow motion shots where we are jumping on the trampoline. So that looks really good if you watch it in slow motion with a dark and black background, because it looks like you're just kind of floating through space. And then we did the underwater shots as well, which also gives like a very airy effect. And it's the most psychedelic song on the album. And so we're very, very looking forward to cutting the video. We've got all the footage now, but it always takes so much time to kind of name all the footage and kind of look through it, see which is best, because you've got hours and hours of stuff.
Yes. It's the editing process is probably one of the most rigorous things you have to do. Very true.
It's fun, though. It can be fun.
Well, it's funny. Right before we went to air, I said to Lois, LJ, I said, you know something? It's true what they say. When you love what you do, it may be work, but it's really not work. It's fun. And,
yes, I agree. I read some quote. I don't know who this quote was from, but it was, if you do something that you love all your life, kind of as work. I need to get the quote. And it's something like, if you do something that you love, you never have to work for a single day of your life. And I think that's correct if you can make kind of a living and money out of what you really enjoy doing most. And I think everyone can find something that they really enjoy that they can make money with, and it's not like you have to kind of get rich by anything that you do, as long as it keeps you happy and as long as it fulfills you in your own spiritual sense. Well, this is getting deep. Sorry, Mona.
No, but you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, I think we all have been put here for a reason. We all have a purpose. And when we find that thing that makes us happy, fulfills us, it is satisfying. And it is not work. And it is it's those simple things in life. I that's the whole reason this show came to be, was because we got tired of all – I mean, if you want to turn on the telly and all the negativity and stuff, there's plenty of places for that. But where do you go when you want to hear something positive? Where do you go when you want to hear something, you know, that resonates with you? That's something, as we were just saying, a little deeper, you know. That's why this whole thing came to be. That being said,
that's a good reason.
I like that.
Yes,
I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is perfect segue into the song "Nothing Is in Vain" by the Mona Lisa Twins.
There is sunshine. There is
Nothing is in vain. The Mona Lisa twins. Ladies, incredible, incredible. I have to ask, who's playing the harmonica?
Thank you. Yes, I do play the harmonica. It's Mona talking at the moment. And I do, I got into it actually even more recently. I think it's a, you can get really, really cool sounds out of the harmonica.
Yes, I absolutely love it. I love it. It gives that Bob Dylan kind of feel to it.
Yeah, he does. He's a great harmonica player. He just goes for it. I'm getting a lot of inspiration by him. I'm trying to improve myself as well. I'm trying to actually learn what I'm doing because so far I didn't really know it was what I was doing. It just sounded good, and now I'm trying to actually understand the instrument a little bit more.
I've had the blessing of seeing Bob live on acoustic. Incredible, incredible harmonica play. He's
amazing,
million.
He's amazing, yes.
Yes, he really is.
We have a question from the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
One of our listeners want to know, they said that they see that they can get you on YouTube and Facebook and stuff, but when is your music actually going to be, you know, live for somebody to, if they want to go purchase the album, or?
You mean where you could get the album?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the best way is probably from our website, which is www.monalisatwins.com. But you can also get it on iTunes and Amazon, I think. Yes, you can get it on Amazon.
And
CD Baby. We're on Spotify as well. So it's actually, I think in America you can even get it at Walmart if you order it. I'm don't quote me. I think you can. So if you try and order it there.
Either Walmart or another, or one of the
it
other.
It is Walmart,
Walmart,
I think. So online there are lots of possibilities. If anyone is interested, it'd be a pleasure to send some more copies out to America, or wherever you're listening from.
Awesome! Thank you so much. Because I'll tell you what, folks, that's a great Christmas present. Never too early to start your Christmas shopping.
That's right. That's right. You know, today Labor Day. Labor Day is actually Monday, but we get to celebrate holiday here for a whole weekend or so. And guess what?
Ooh,
Labor Day is the beginning of the holiday season. All the kids go back to school, and everybody's thinking about early Thanksgiving, and what we got Halloween coming, and we've got holidays. Old Saint Nick.
Well, it sounds like a good day. We don't celebrate it here in Austria, but you're lucky. You get a day off on Monday.
I think we have something similar, though.
We do have, like, the day of labor. Yes, I think we do.
Yes. Well, I mean, I think it's important to be able to celebrate those who work earnestly to take care of the municipalities and the other things around us, whether it's police officers or, you know, firemen or whatever they may be. It has to be a time of recognition and a time to be able to relax and spend holiday with the family. It's always a wonderful thing.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I hope you're enjoying
your weekend.
I guarantee you now that we have, you know, you guys on with us, we will continue to broadcast this straight through to the middle of next week. And as we come to the end of the show, we do have a couple more tracks we want to run, and we want to be able to have the liberty to talk. Now, we were talking just a little while ago. We know being working in the cavern, coming working right there in Liverpool. One of the greatest songs that is still relevant today that you guys do an incredible rendition of is the song Revolution. But we want to hear from you as to how you feel with the response from the audience present day and the relevancy of the message to yourselves.
I think Revolution has genius lyrics, and it's just a very great anti-war song. I just think it's perfectly written, and it's one of our favorite songs to do live as well, because it's even from the intro on, it's really rocking, and we love to do it, and the audience seems to really like it as well, and I think we found a very good arrangement to work with the crowds and work it out live, and I think it's a masterpiece by the Beatles, and we try to do it our own way. And I still think it's just as relevant these days, or even more relevant today as it was when it was written, which I think is just shows an incredible songwriting.
I have to agree. You know, I mean, these days we look to songwriters, and we go back to Lennon, McCartney in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things we enjoy immensely about your own writing. But to have such a song that is timeless, that not only is influential from the time it was written, but reflectively goes across, it transcends all the different generations. And I think back in their day, there was far fewer wars that were being waged across the globe. But today, it seems to be, as we were saying previously, not to get deep again, folks, but I mean, the truth of the matter is that it seems to be every time you turn on the telly or you turn on the radio, that's all you hear is fighting somewhere else in the globe. And that being said, the we think the Fab Four said it well, but the Mona Lisa twins say it in their own right. And this is the Mona Lisa twins singing Revolution. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mona Lisa Twins and Revolution. We are going to do something for you guys now as we wrap up the show that we've never attempted to do over the phone. But ladies, why don't you sing a little something for the audience?
We would love to. We have no idea how it's going to sound like over the phone, but we could try.
Okay, awesome.
And we would like to do a song. It's a really old song, actually. It was written in the 20s, and it's called Tonight You Belong to Me.
Nice.
Okay, let's try.
Place it here, okay?
Unbelievable.
That sounded great.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Well, ladies, we have been blessed and honored to have you with us today at the live stage. And we have to tell you that once you've been a guest to the Wild Ride, as we call it, you are always welcome to come back at any time if you have any music or any announcements of any tours. And as a matter of fact, we have a question coming in from one of the feeds that wants to know. Oh, go ahead, Lois.
No, they want to know, they see, are you going to be touring Europe and America?
Sadly, I think for next year we only will tour in England at the moment, and we'll just see how everything else is happening. So we don't know when we'll be in America yet, but we hope to be there soon, and we also hope to be in continental Europe again soon, but we don't have any precise plans yet. But you can stay up to date on our Facebook page and website, and we'll announce everything there as soon as we have proper plans. And I think some quite interesting things will be developing over the next weeks, we have the feeling. So plans might change. We don't know yet.
Well, let me put a little bug in your ear. It's called the House of Blues in Orlando.
Okay? We'll keep it in mind.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Is it a live venue, a good one?
It is. It's House of Blues. It's actually located at Disney World.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll keep it in mind. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Yeah, it's one of the third greatest tourist destinations on the planet at this moment, they say.
Ah, then we need to be there one day.
Yes. Well, ladies, we wanted to thank you very much for being with us today. We will continue to play this broadcast straight through the middle of next week. As I said, any information that comes up, please let us know, and we will let the world know as you know. And
also, we would love you to come back on. And we do apologize for the technological little thing we had going on.
Yes, but the great
news
about
you can't control technology. We've had that before ourselves.
Well, the good news is
they have a mind on their own, the computers.
It's very true. Our engineer is brilliant, so if there's any small gaps there, we're gonna cut it right out and edit it before we put it back together.
All right.
But we do thank you guys for being with us today, and we are honored that we were able to bring your sound and your story to the globe. And like I said, we will reconnect once we get off the air to talk to you guys about the Alzheimer's research and such.
All
ladies
right,
and gentlemen.
Yes, and we also want to thank you for having us, and we want to thank Angie for suggesting us to you. It's just great to hear that people talk about us and suggest us to other people. So thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mona Lisa Twins, have a great day. Actually, I guess it's evening for you guys. You're going to play a show tonight?
No, tonight we have a day off. We'll have an early night and sleep because we need to catch up on some sleep.
There you go. Well, we hope you guys do have a great evening, and God bless you guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. And there you go, folks, the Mona Lisa Twins. You know, it's funny. Having the blessing of having them on the show with us is such a tremendous thing. And the sound and their debut album is something that we have no doubt is going to be taken off. So you heard it. You can go to the MonaLisaTwins.com and get their sound there. You can go, if you're here in America, you can go to even Walmart. You can go and get their sound. Or as we said, as we get our website back up and running, hopefully by the end of the day, we will have links so that you can go there and be directly from us directly to them. We do thank you for coming on the show and listening to us today, folks. Wherever you are, know that there is a place that you can go at any time where you are not alone. As I said to you at the beginning of the show, we do have a couple contests, and we'll just reiterate real quickly. We do have a listener contest that you guys can call in. You can call us directly, or you can write to us through email, where you can create the ending of our show. It should be about 125 seconds to 130 seconds. You can just include the name of the show, Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations, the host, myself, Tommy Bahamas, and my beautiful co-host, LJ. And we allow you to choose the genre of music that you would like to choose. Like I said, 125 to 130 seconds equally. We have an illustration contest so that you can create the illustrations for upcoming children's books. And finally, as we expanded to the Undenied Studios, we are looking for a web designer and app creator who is flexible. All can be sent to positivevibes1014@gmail.com, or you can call the studio direct at 424-281-9822. If you like what you hear today, folks, we are listener-supported. We are non-for-profit, so we function solely through your generosity. If you have an unsung hero or somebody who you believe deserves to be brought to the world stage, as I said, you can contact us at positivevibes1014@gmail.com or call us at 424-281-9822. We thank the fabulous Mona Lisa Twins for being with us today. And we hope that you will stay with us as we continue through the fall season. We're still a couple weeks away from fall, but we do have some tremendous artists and authors that are going to be coming. We have Sebastian Russ coming up. We have Melissa I can't speak. We were supposed to have Tom Guest is supposed to come back with us. We have the twins coming in from Kazakhstan as well. I'm at a loss.
More twins.
Yes, more twins, but we'd love to have twins.
We also have Brian Gaskell coming back on with his new book as well.
Well, actually, Brian has created, I think, what did he say from CD Baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's his second poetry book that is actually an audio poetry record. It's an album. And we want to bring him back on. If you don't know Brian Gaskell, he's also a producer now. We had him on for The Speech, but he's also a soap star, and he's also an incredible poet in his own right. As I said, as we wrap the show up, we want to say thank you to the Mona Lisa Twins, and we want to say thank you to God and thank you to you, our listeners. We are grateful to have with us the ending from our previous season, Mr. Ned Cray, as he ends the show for us, and we hope you will come back and listen to the show again and again, as they will be replayed in the archives forever.
And have a happy and safe Labor Day.
That's right. Happy Labor Day to everyone out there. And as Lois and I say at the end of every single show, take it easy. Thank you.
The life is worth living. Encouraging all in the sharing and giving. Tommy Bahama's got the islands in his blood. And the lowest doctor to me is his father and bud. Together alone with friends from all places. They reach out, putting smiles on our faces. Provocative thoughts and positive vibrations bringing into our lives. New ideas and creations. We're glad you came. Thanks for joining the show. And if you like it, please let your friends know.
Well, I'm hoping that this wasn't too much of a confusing show for you guys.
Today's the last day to heat up your summer style at Old Navy with $2 tanks for women, girls, and toddlers. Get the season's hottest style essential for just $2. Just one more day today at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. They won't last. Get there fast.
Run out to Old Navy.
Today's the last day to heat up your summer style at Old Navy with $2 tanks for women, girls, and toddlers. Get the season's hottest style essential for just $2. Just one more day today at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. They won't last. Get there fast.
Well, all right. What? Well, we told you we have new sponsors now, and we weren't kidding. That was not supposed to happen, but thank you, Blog Talk, for throwing the Old Navy bit in there in the midst of our show where we were wrapping up the show. Are you with me, LJ?
Can you hear me?
Yes, dear. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, I can. Hi, everyone. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
As I was saying, we hope it wasn't too confusing for you. The show was the Mona Lisa Twins from Labor Day, but because the Mona Lisa Twins are celebrating their 3-year anniversary from when they had their show on the BBC, we thought it was only appropriate to air their shows again to honor not only the veterans here in America for Memorial Day, but to honor the fabulous Mona Lisa Twins and let them know they're always in our hearts and welcome to return to the world stage here at Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations. As you just heard, the ending of the show from the previous show, we always, every season, offer the listener contests for the ending of the show. You can create the music for the ending of the show. We do have Mr. Sean Schmoshek, who was the winner of the previous season. We hope that you will participate in this season that's coming up, as this was the preface for the season 5. But we could not let Memorial Day go by without saying hello to you guys. And,
Can we tell everybody again where to send it? Where to send their submissions?
Go right ahead, honey. You take over the show. That's cool.
Just everybody send it to positivevibes1014@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on Facebook.
And that includes the illustrations for, if you're an illustrator and you want to be part of the children's book, you can go and submit your images or ask. You can connect with us direct. And I apologize for being a little verbose. I didn't realize how much I talked until I listened to this broadcast.
It is a talk show.
Well, that's true. That is true. I'm working on it, folks. I truly am. We do have some great guests lined up for season 5. Some old guests and some friends who have been with us in the past to come back again. And unless you have something else you want to say, LJ, do you?
I just want to, again, say happy Memorial Day to the world and thank all our veterans, including my wonderful husband, for serving so we can live in freedom and peace. Amen.
Amen. I thank, once again, I thank Valentis for giving us the option of trimming ourselves and having wellness just by drinking a cup of coffee If you're interested and you're on Facebook, you can go to the Undenied Coffee House, or you can contact us directly at www.valentis.com/undenied. It'll take you right to our website, and you can see all the products there. Or, as I said, you know, you can write LJ, Lois Joseph Bethel, or Lois Bethel, or myself, Tommy Bahamas, which is actually Tommy Bethel on Facebook, and we'll inform you and bring you up to speed and bring you right to where you need to be. We thank J.C. Hopper and Greg Garrett. Excuse me, I can't speak. Did you take it over, Holmes? Excuse me.
Greg Garrison.
Thank you,
guys.
We end the show. Go ahead, honey.
Oh, that's it?
Okay, well, we're going to end the show here a little bit. We have still some time left, but we figured we want to get you guys to enjoy the rest of your Sunday, enjoy the rest of your day and weekend. God bless you all wherever you are. And as we say at the end of every show, Lois and I say to you, take it easy.